was working in a remote area in Western Australia. I couldn't get the mental health support there, so I had to come back to Sydney. And now I'm bored and also tending to possibly, with being so bored, I'm trying, like, I've got my regular appointments with psychiatrists, psychologists, blah, blah, and so I'm working on my mental health and getting stable again. But being bored doesn't help that, because you tend to engage in activities which are less helpful to staying mentally well.
Susan was diagnosed with bipolar disorder 20 years ago. She's an occupational therapist and is just one person with mental illness that the MHCA says could be contributing to Australia's economy. David Crosby from the MHCA.
We actually lack really hard data, but we know we're actually talking about hundreds of thousands of people who have mental illness who would be willing to work if given the appropriate supports. And, you know, we've got a lot of very successful programs around Australia that actually do encourage people back to work and do work at making mental health people get better access to the workplace. But they lack the funding and support they need. So we think there are literally hundreds of thousands of people who could be in employment who aren't, because both the policy setting and the support programs aren't in place.
And going back to those job agencies that are specific for those with mental illness, there seems to be quite a few out there. Is part of the problem that there isn't a national strategy for everyone, or is it right that they're all different?
Well, the problem is that many of the organisations that are offering support to people with mental illness to get back in the workplace are operating under kind of program restrictions that mean they can't spend a lot of time with those people. You know, they're only allowed to spend a certain number of hours, and within a certain number of weeks they have to have achieved an outcome. Most of the successful programs actually are about prolonged engagement, about supporting people over a longer period of time. And that requires more investment. So the people that are doing it really well are spending time with people, perhaps gradually getting them used to the idea of working, getting them in through transitionary employment programs, working with employers as well as the person seeking a job. Those kinds of programs need a lot more investment than many of the current programs provide.
Isabella suffered from psychotic illness just after her VCA. She's been helped by Origin, an organisation supporting youth with mental health issues in Victoria. The MHCA's report uses Origin as an example of evidence-based practices that help get the mentally ill back to work. The program that helped Isabella is a specific trial and is not yet widely available. Isabella explains what Origin's help meant to her.
Well, they gave me my life, really. So, they saved my life. So they're a good support network. And, they're very supportive, you know, with their group program. You know, I got to meet and socialise with other people again and got to, you know, be more independent and a lot more happier and, yeah, just being myself again and wanting to live and, you know, had goals and, yeah.
David Crosby argues that helping those with mental illness back to work doesn't only help sufferers. It benefits the economy as well.
From our perspective, employers have a very important role to play, but if you look at the kind of cost that the Productivity Commission are talking about around us not using people who are mentally ill in the workplace, we're talking about over $20 billion a year. The kinds of costs that we're looking at in terms of investing in getting people back into work are a fraction of that amount. So there's a real return for the government, there's a real return for the economy, there's a reduction of pressure on health systems if you can get people into employment. So we think the government should be investing a great deal more, and part of that investment is about supporting employers and about providing information, education and support to those employers who do take on people that have mental illness.